Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com. Fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. So happy to have you with us today. We always start our segment by talking about what it means to be a warrior. If you are listening in for the multiple time today, you know that a warrior is a brave and or experienced fighter or soldier. I recently did a post about this because I kind of broke it all down. A brave is similar to courage or having courage, which means that you have fear, but you move forward in spite of it. A soldier is a warrior or an actual military personnel. And then if you say, well, I don't really have that. I'm not really brave and I'm not moving forward anyway. And I'm not a soldier. You look at the definition of what it means to be a fighter, and a fighter is to attack or defend against something that comes against you, which we've all had to do at some point with life and adversity. And then experience. Again, experience just means that you've been through a thing or two, which I think we can all say we've been. So if you are an experienced fighter, which those two we just broke down, you should be because you've lived on this earth, then you are a warrior. And Debbie just threw punch fists because I don't know why, but I guess she's being a warrior. But, you know, but my point is you. And so a lot of people think about like what a warrior is and they're like Jocko Willink or, you know, George St. Pierre or like. They think of all these guys or these gals that it's like, that's a warrior. And it's like, well, yeah, they're warriors, but you are too. And you may have to warrior in a different way. So we always like to talk about some things that either we're warrioring through or our friends, family, or clients are warrioring through, just to let you know that you're not alone. And we all, as a society, have to do this thing together. The Bible calls us to surround ourselves with like-minded individuals. And I do believe that that is trying to tell you that when you're struggling with something or attempting to accomplish something, you shouldn't be hanging out with someone who is accepting of that. They should be struggling or attempting to accomplish as well. And in that, you guys can overcome adversity and assist one another. So, Deb, do you have anything that's kind of speaking on your heart this week that you'd like to talk about in this regard?
You go first because mine isn't as important as like last week's was more intense, but I feel like mine is kind of like not as important, but I would be happy to add it at the end. I'd rather you have something more important.
Well, geez. Okay. I mean, I'm just going to put this out there then, but no, what I'm going to talk about is, you know, I've been on this road to recovery myself here recently, and I have not done a great job of doing the social media posting that I said that I would. Nobody has kept me honest on that. Debbie's tried, but I always tell her to quit telling me to post stuff, but I have
really politely.
I have recorded. So I have videos and I have photos of this recovery journey that I've been on. And it's pretty remarkable. Like even to me doing this for a living with physicality, mind, body, spirit, how to overcome injury, how to overcome fallouts and downfalls. It's pretty remarkable to see. And if you do follow us on social media, you will see that I did at least post the negative, the de-evolution of what I've gone through in the last 2 years. I posted a picture of how big and strong I used to be, and then I cut down to trying to look like a Ken doll from Barbie. And then at that point, I hurt my back and I was put into a position where I wasn't even able to stand up straight. In fact, the third photo of that post, I'm leaning on a cane to be upright to take a picture because I couldn't walk for about a week. And then I spent almost 3 months on a cane, and then I would try to walk without it and it wouldn't be okay. And I'd be back on, back off. And I had to lean everywhere I went. So I was in the gym leaning on equipment. I was holding on to things to keep myself upright. And I would have to wear baggy shirts and kind of walk sideways because I didn't want everybody to know that I couldn't stand up straight. And so ultimately what ended up happening is I got into a place where I was very defeated. I was very just kind of down on myself. And I had just decided that I wasn't going to do this anymore. You know, I've recovered more times than I can count. I've been stabbed. I've had my rotator cuff torn. I've torn both my triceps. I've torn both my hamstrings twice. I tore my MCL twice in my left leg. I mean, I'm totally forgetting things right now. I have rehabbed more times than I can. And I also know how to rehab. And I just wasn't able to get my back back. It wasn't going okay. And so ultimately what ended up happening is I decided I'm out. This is over. I'm going to show up to work. I'm going to continue to help people. I'm going to change people's lives. But I'm done trying to fix me because it's just too much. It's too hard. It hurts. And I'm not going to do it. And I kind of had this moment, I guess about 6 months ago now, where I recognized that I was kind of just in my feelings. The debilitation that I had gone through, the inability to move, had dissipated. I had been incapable of actually walking right or doing exercise for a very long time, about a year. I'd say probably a year and 3 months. And at this point, I was about 3 months into the decision to not work out, the decision to not do anything. I had regained the ability to at least do something, but I was making a decision to not be okay. And ultimately what happened is it started to affect the people that I was supposed to be helping, the call and purpose that God had on my life. And what I mean by that is I was in so much pain that I couldn't think through exactly what I wanted to do with people. I was in so much pain that I was having to miss work sometimes because I wasn't moving well, and I was literally making myself sick. I was ending up sick because my immune system was so tanked just from the trauma that was going on in my body. And I had this kind of visionary moment where I felt like God was talking to me and was basically like, hey, pot, quit trying to fix the kettles. You know, you're literally telling people that they have to go do cardio or they have to go do this or it's unacceptable to do that. What are you doing? And then I had another moment where, you know, I'm watching some dear loved ones of mine really struggle, and I'm afraid that they're not going to be around much longer because of how unwell they are. And at some points I had some kind of irritation on that, like, gosh, you, like, do something. And so then I started thinking, like, you're going to do that to Sophie. Like, at some point, Sophie's going to be like, my dad actually has rehabbed more spines than he can count. At this point, I've trained over 23,000 hours of one-on-one personal training, and I'm deciding to not do something. Like, do I want to be around to walk down the aisle with my daughter, to dance at her wedding, to play with her children in my yard? Well, of course I do, but I wasn't wanting it bad enough to make a change. And so I just decided, okay, what do I got to do? My left leg has been numb for a year and a half. How do I get my leg back? My spine has been killing me. How do I get rid of this pain? So I started seeking people out. I started doing protocols. I started making the changes. I built a village of like-minded individuals to help me. I have lost 35 pounds now, and I'm in a position where I'm trying to lose a little bit more, but it's going to be the leanest, meanest, strongest that I've been. My leg is back. I can actually feel my left leg again. When I got the feeling back, my left knee was hurting. I was like, go figure, that's awesome to unmask that there's actually pain down there. I've rehabbed that. I still have back pain. I'm going to. I broke my spine in 2006. There's going to be pain, but it's not debilitating. I can actually move around. I can exercise. I'm getting strong again. My energy is returning. My wind is returning. But most importantly, my mind and spirit are returning. I'm capable of helping more people. So if you find yourself in a position where you're dealing with mental illness, physical illness, whatever it may be, emotional trauma, spiritual trauma, you're just caught up in spiritual warfare, you need to start looking for people that can help you. You need to start thinking about how to get out of that rut, because you're allowing yourself to stay there. The comfort of your current pain, okay, is keeping you from removing yourself into a greater position. I'm going to say that again. The comfort of your current pain. Well, John, I'm not comfortable. Right. But you're so comfortable being uncomfortable that you're not willing to change that discomfort to make yourself better, because you have fear that the discomfort of change will actually be worse or harder. And I assure you it's not. if you get with the right people and you approach it the right way, you can actually stand to get your life back. And I guess that's what I'm challenging you to do.
That's so good. All of that is so good. Just stepping out of your comfort zone. I feel like at Integrity, that's what we do. We just, not to be cliche, but I mean, we genuinely help people to step out of their comfort zone, and we guide you and we encourage you and we step through every step with you and just make sure that you're safe and protected and provided for, and that you're going down the path that your body should be going down, so that we can create a life, a lifestyle habit, you know, of the exercise and the quality eating. For more information on a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, for an idea on where your imbalances are and how to structurally realign your body, give us a call at 636-299-2208. Or for more information on a 6-month nutrition program with myself, just take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We just wrapped up talking to you about what it means to be a warrior. Well, I guess I wrapped it up, Debbie. I just kind of consumed that. So okay. I want to talk a little bit about a post that you made recently on social media about handling days that you don't feel like doing something. And I think it kind of correlates to literally what I was just talking about, because I basically spent 6 months after being injured of not feeling like doing something. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about how you get through life on the days that you don't feel like doing something, and then some advice that you give to your client base as well?
I would say the first thing that I do is I don't give myself the option to not do it. I think a lot of times we set ourselves up to think that we have this choice, right? Like, we can choose to not do something. I don't set myself up to even think that it's possible to not do something. Like, I have to go to work. The only way we will pay our bills is if I show up at work every day. So in all of the years of owning Integrity Training Systems, I have probably missed maybe 5 days, full days of work. And even when I missed those days, I was still probably sitting in a chair or sitting in a bed making phone calls or sending text messages. I don't give myself a choice. I just get up and I go to work. Now, I take vacations. I take days off. I didn't used to, but I do now, you know, and I make it a priority to take a rest. When I think about preparing my food, eating a healthy, clean diet, we were talking about this at a presentation that we did yesterday at Faith Chapel. And I just basically said, like, I don't give it a consideration to not prepare my food or to not shop for it or to not have a plan for how I'm going to eat healthy, because I don't have an option to feel bad. I don't ever have a day of the week, not a single day of the week, where I can afford to feel bad. Today is my day off and I'm doing this radio show. I've already met with an owner of a business about building a supplement store for me. I will later this afternoon go and do a workout. And then this evening I have to build the supplement store and I have to send a bunch of messages. So that's my day off. So how do I set myself up to not be prepared during the week? Or what day is a good day for me to not feel good? I don't have a day where it's okay for me to not feel good. My daughter deserves 100% from me. My husband deserves 100% from me. My clients do. My trainers do. So I don't set myself up to think it's okay to not prepare my food, to not buy my food. Guess what? When we come home from Florida and we just drove for 12 hours, guess what I'm doing? In the car, I'm on Shipt, the app, and I'm ordering my food to be delivered. And I schedule our vacation so that Sunday is always available so that the next day I'm prepared for my week. Whatever the situation is, I have a plan for it. I'm going into it with the mindset of I can't go to bed without knowing what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I even go as far as to schedule when I'm going to eat, because I'll have such a busy day that if I don't know when I'm going to eat, I won't eat. You know, when I leave here, I'm going to go to a place and I'm going to do some cryo, and I'm going to do a salt room, and I'm going to do some mats, and then I'm going to do a workout. Well, I have a meal scheduled at 2 o'clock, because if I don't do that, I probably could go and schedule all those appointments and do all those things, and I wouldn't know when to eat. I would lose time and not be able to eat, and then I'd end up not feeling good or not having the energy that I need for the workout or for whatever I'm going to do for the rest of my day. But I think what has to happen is you have to change your thinking. It's not about your feelings. It's about your needs. Your body needs you to eat clean. Your body needs you to work out. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your company needs you to be focused and energized. The reality is that you have to get your head right first on it. And you can't set yourself up with this belief system that it's even okay to not do it. You know, it's not an option. I understand that you may not feel like it, okay, but who cares? Do it anyways. Jocko always says, do it anyways. Do it on the days you don't feel like it. And if you're sick, if there's something really going on, you're super, super exhausted, even Jocko says, why don't you just wait one more day? If you can, wait one more day before you just throw in a towel and say no. And then if you're still in that circumstance and you still need to not do it, then go ahead and rest. Go ahead and do what you need to do. But there's never a rest on eating healthy. There's never a rest on the food. The food is a lifelong thing. It's a commitment. You have to have a plan for it every single day.
I think what's interesting about not focusing on your feelings is most people don't understand that their feelings will actually be bettered by doing the things they don't feel like doing right now. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, do things today that future you will thank past you for.
Right.
And so if you are in a position where you're putting something off or you don't want to do something today or you don't feel like it, most times those things that you don't feel like doing, the positive ones, the things that are actually going to be something that make you better, make you healthier, make you more well, get something done so that you don't procrastinate and have to do it later, future you will have better feelings because of it. So if you're going to get caught up in your feels and you're going to get hung up on feelings, think about your future feelings. Think about what's going to actually come out of the work being put in and opening up the possibility to always have positive feelings versus these very short-term burst dopamine hits.
Yes.
That our world is running off of right now, where it's like, if I just don't do that, I'll feel better right now and I can get it done later and I can do this. And then ultimately you end up putting yourself in a perpetual state of anxiety, fatigue, or depression because you never accomplish anything. So when you're thinking about, do I feel like doing this? If you implement the discipline to just do what needs to be done, there's a good chance that your feelings will actually just start to show up being positive.
I think basically what you're doing is you're making a choice to either suffer the pain of discipline. There is a pain associated with discipline. I mean, there just is. I have to take the time to prepare the food. I have to take the time to not sit on the sofa and relax. I have to take the time, you know, to not be on the floor with three dogs, hugging on me. I have to suffer the pain of discipline, right? But you can either suffer the pain of discipline or you can suffer the pain of regret. And I'm telling you, you're going to suffer one of them. If you eat bad, if you don't have a plan, if you go into your day with zero plans, zero intentions of being healthy, you will regret it because you will not be 100% that day. You will not give whatever you are doing that day 100%. You won't be your best version, and you will walk away with regret. But you don't walk away regretting the pain of discipline. It's painful, and you don't always enjoy it, but you don't regret it. You're always glad that you suffered the pain of discipline. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with us at Integrity Training Systems, or to set up a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free, all-natural baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Just got done talking about not getting too focused on your feelings so that you can make sure you push through a day that you don't necessarily feel like doing something. And I want to kind of lead into not quitting because you are tired of paying the price. And the important part about this is most things that are worth doing have a price to accomplish them. They're going to cost your time. They might cost your money. They might cost energy. There's always a cost to be paid to accomplish something or to get something worth having. Very rarely is something worth obtaining or having in life free or just handed to you. And I find a lot of people are kind of like waiting around for one of two things to happen. For something to be given to them, or for the perfect opportunity for something to occur for them to feel like it's going to be easy enough to tackle and take something on. And it's just not really realistic. Like most business owners you're going to talk to, entrepreneurs, people who have had success in business, will tell you prior to being successful, they had a lot of failure. You know, I know we have. I know the beginning of us being in business was really difficult, and we've learned a lot, and we can help people with a lot, you know, to avoid the mistakes that we've made. But ultimately, had we not made them, we wouldn't be where we are today because we never would have gotten started. And you'll find that in health and wellness, it's the same way. Like if you're telling yourself, you know, my knee really hurts, so I just don't think I can exercise right now. Or, you know, my back really hurts, so there's not a whole lot I can do. Or, you know, I'm kind of just in a position where it's hard to afford cleaner food. So I'm just going to kind of wait and see if I can get a different job and then maybe I'll start then. Ultimately, if you're too tired to pay the price to get that done, or you feel like you're incapable, you're probably right. Like you have to get creative on some of this stuff. And so if you are getting started, if you have gotten started and you're considering quitting on something, like Debbie said in the last segment, as far as Jocko Willink saying, like, go one more day without quitting, I challenge you to think about what the cost of quitting is. You know, what is the cost of quitting versus the cost of paying the price? And a lot of times what I think you'll find is the cost of quitting is far greater. If it wasn't, you probably never would have even started to begin with.
Right. I know I wrote a post about that, and I, in my heart, like I felt like the Holy Spirit was sort of guiding me to communicate on someone who maybe that day was thinking about just throwing in the towel on eating clean. Like, just like, I can't do this anymore. I don't have time for this. I don't have the money for this. I'm tired of having to always think about this. I don't have the energy to commit towards this anymore. I just want to be like everybody else and run through a drive-through and, you know, just be able to eat sandwiches, be able to eat pizzas, be able to eat chips, be able to eat what everybody else is eating. And so that day I just felt on my heart that there was just someone considering just quitting, just saying, you know, like I can't do it anymore. And so I heard a quote, and I don't know who said it, that said, don't quit because you're tired of paying the price. You know, and I know Eric Thomas, he always says, don't cry to give up, or don't cry because you're in pain or something like that. Remember
don't,
that?
Yeah, don't cry because you're in pain. Don't cry to quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when John says, what is the cost of quitting? You know, what I said in the post was, does quitting your food, what is that cost? Is it going to cause heart disease? Is it going to cause diabetes? Is it going to cause depression? Is it going to cause your anxiety to come back? Is it going to cost you a medication? Are you going to have to start taking metformin? Are you going to have to start taking insulin? Are you going to have to start taking a blood pressure medication? How about an anti-anxiety medication or an antidepressant, maybe one that you had gotten off of? Are you going to have to start taking an antacid or an anti-inflammatory? Like, is that the cost that's going to come from you quitting your food? Then I also said, you know, do it slow. Do it in pain. Do it while you're busy. Do it with your kids. Find a way for one more day, just like, you know, we said with Jocko, to just get up and do it. You know, just get up and fight for one more day. I always say, live to fight another day. You know, in some of the most defeating, most challenging times of my life, where I quite literally thought, what else could go wrong? Like, what else could go wrong? I mean, everything's going wrong. And I would wake up the next day and just say, I'm here. I made it. I made it through that day. I woke up. I'm going to fight for change for one more day. One more day. And I've heard so many inspiring people say the same thing. You know, Steve Harvey, who lived in a car, Eric Thomas, who was homeless, both of them said, I'm going to live in a car for one more day. And Eric Thomas said, I'm going to live in an abandoned building for one more day. I'm going to eat out of trash cans for one more day. Instead of just being like, I'm giving up, I'm going to blow my head off. I can't do this anymore. It was like, no, I'm going to do this for one more day. I'm going to fight for one more day. They found something inside them. But there's such a great cost to just giving up on your nutrition. Now, maybe you've done that already. Maybe you've already given up. Maybe you've already thrown in the towel. Here's the deal. We can go over, we can grab the towel, we can pick it right back up, okay? And we can start right now with the next meal that you eat. Nobody's going to judge you. There is no condemnation for it. Nothing is going to change other than everything is going to change if you start doing it again, okay? No one needs to know that you didn't do it. No one needs to look back with you. No one needs to see the mistakes you made. No one needs to see that you quit, and you don't even need to think about it anymore, because you know why? You didn't quit, because the fact that you got up today and started again, it means you didn't quit. You didn't give up. You got back up and you did it again. I don't care if it's been a month that you've been off. I don't care what it is. I'm telling you, today, if you start again, it will change your life. And food is the catalyst for so much change in your life. It's dramatic how different of a person you can be when you start changing your food. It makes all the difference.
Well, and what I have found, I actually just recently talked to someone about this, is food is probably the most dangerous drug in our world. You know, as someone who has had a heart attack because he was 100 pounds overweight and unhealthy, as someone who was an alcoholic and was drinking a case of beer every day, as someone who popped Percocet and Xanax like they were coming out of a Pez dispenser, the only thing that I regularly go back to struggling with, wanting, or like thinking about is food. You know, I don't look for the Xanax. I don't look for the Percocet. I just told you guys in the first segment that I've spent 2 years in extreme agony because of back pain. You know what I didn't think about? Percocet. That's actually designed to take me out of pain. Instead, what I thought about is like, oh, I just want to eat this, or I'm just going to have that. And, you know, at least it'll make me feel a little bit better for a little bit of time. It's like, what are we doing? Like, that's not the answer. Like, that's not going to actually change anything other than putting inflammation in your body and making you feel worse.
Yes.
It is a foothold for a lot of people that the enemy uses to come in. And I was talking to someone, like
it's
I
like
said
an
here recently.
Stronghold.
And
like
what I was talking
powerful.
About is that she knows the call and purpose that God has on her life. She knows what she's supposed to be doing. And she knows that she makes herself not feel well with her food. She gets anxiety about it. And she'll have these moments where she's super anxious or depressed or upset about something. And if she takes and writes them all down, like all of the things that she has going on, that she feels that she's, you know, anxious about or depressed about, she has no anxiety or depression on any one of them. So what is that? Like, what is that oppressive emotion that's being forced into her mind that's causing her to not do well and ultimately causing her to have issues with other things. Well, I'm here to tell you that's the enemy sneaking into your brain and using food as the catalyst to get there and saying, hey, I'm going to muddy you up. Yes. I'm going to make you unable to think clearly. I'm going to make you unable to feel well. And if you have any predisposition neurologically to having issues with this kind of stuff, I'm going to tell you right now, food is your enemy. Yeah. Because if you're consuming things that basically take your pool of water, that is your neurological, your neurotransmitters in your brain, and you're looking for a calm pool, you're looking for it to be completely unmoving, no waves, and you start throwing stones into it, eventually you're going to end up with a typhoon. It's going to get crazy. And then how are you going to operate within that? And if you've already got a predisposition to being a little bit off on that, your brain is going to try to medicate itself. And that still voice, the loud voice, God speaks to you in a still quiet voice. If it's loud, like I better go get pizza, that's probably not God leading you to have food. Okay, that's something else leading you to put you in a position where you're ultimately going to trip up and end up doing something that you don't want to do or becoming a person you don't want to be. And you're going to not feel like doing it. You're going to be tired. You're going to be busy. And you're just going to have to do it in spite of it. And if you're waiting for the right moment, you know, I've had this talk to me before where people are like, well, it's embarrassing. I've fallen off my food. I need to lose about 20 pounds before I come see you guys, or I need to lose 20 pounds before I kind of get back into doing this thing with somebody because it's an embarrassment or I feel bad. Don't feel bad. We've all done it. It's a journey. Okay. I just told you I'm a professional. I do this for a living, and I've just recently had to get up from tripping over myself. Okay. You don't, you know, find salvation and accept Christ to make sure that you're in a great spot before you go to church. You don't get yourself to get over COVID, feel well, and stop being sick before you go to the hospital. Like, quit trying to fix something on your own before you go see somebody that can help you fix it. Right. If you've got a car problem and your check engine light's on, are you going to fix your engine before you take it to the mechanic to have it repaired? Get some assistance. Look for someone that can help you. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals and persevere through the desire of not accomplishing what you know you need to be accomplishing.
You don't have to wait. People like us, we will meet you where you're at. I mean, I don't care if you're scared to death to walk in the building. We will tell you the exact hour where no one will be in that building other than you and the trainer. We have set this up plenty of times. If that's truly where you're at, you're scared to death to be in that building, we'll figure out a time that you can come in where no one else will be in. And gradually you'll start to get to know our staff, and gradually you'll get to know our clients, and gradually you'll be more and more comfortable being around other people. But you have to find a place or a group or a leader or a doctor or a treatment place that will meet you where you're at so that you're not waiting for the 20 pounds, because you could be waiting forever. Because if you were able to just real quickly lose that 20 pounds, you would have already done it and you wouldn't have gained it. So don't wait one more day. Don't wait one more minute. Don't wait one more meal. Just decide to make the change right now, right this minute, right as you're hearing it, because what's the benefit of waiting? C.C. Winans has a song talking about Jesus coming back, and she says, what if it's today? You know, like, what if it's today? So don't wait. Don't delay. Do it today. You can change your life right now with one meal and one decision to have that clean meal. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with us at Integrity or a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free, nutrient-dense, healthy baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And 100% grass-finished beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Right before we left the last segment, Debbie was basically talking about people who are waiting to do something, waiting to accomplish something, you know, waiting until tomorrow. She was talking about a song where they say, you know, you don't know that you have tomorrow. And a lot of motivational speakers nowadays are talking about tomorrow's not guaranteed. And I love the parable of the devil sitting with three little devils. And he says, okay, guys, like, what are we going to do to bring down the Christian kingdom? Like, what are we going to do to bring them down right now? And the devil number, little devil number one's like, ooh, I got it. He's like, okay. And he's like, well, we're going to tell them that God isn't real. Heaven's not real. And Satan's like, well, that's not going to work because people can see that God's real. They know that, you know, there's someone that has masterfully created the world, and they know that heaven's there. So that's not going to work. That's not going to dissuade them. So number two is like, well, I'm going to tell them that hell isn't real, because if they don't think hell's real, then maybe they won't be afraid of going to hell, and then they won't get the things done that they're supposed to get done. And the Satan says, no, that doesn't make sense either. They know hell is real. It's very real. That's obviously where we're from. So that's just not going to do it. So number three says, I'm going to tell them that they have more time. And Satan says, you know what? That's really good. Because if they keep telling themselves they have more time to accomplish the things that they're supposed to be accomplishing, eventually they won't. So what are you waiting on? What are you waiting for that perfect scenario on with the right timing for? Now, don't get me wrong. I get it. There might not be a good time to do something. You know, if it's raining sideways during a tornado, it might not be the right time to walk out your front door. Okay, I get it. But if you're pushing something off and you actually sit down and write the reasons you're pushing it off, and they're all rooted in fear or disdain or thinking you're not ready because you haven't done the things that you think need to be done, not the things that are actually required, it's probably not something you should be sitting on. You know, getting healthy, like, well, I just don't really know if I have the time to meal prep. But have you actually tried to take the time to meal prep? Or are you just assuming that you don't have the time because of how busy you are? Well, I just don't really think I could work out right now. I don't feel physically capable. Okay, well, are you sure? Have you met with someone who can design something specific to you? Or are you just assuming, since you don't feel well, that you're not capable? A lot of fear and assumption is what prevents people from being the people they're called to be. And we had Josh Kahneman from K-Build on our show, and he said his goal that he strives for every day is to eventually meet the man that God has called him to become. It's not about beating the guy next to him. It's not even necessarily just about being a better version of himself. That is what it is, but it's to actually become and fulfill the person he's supposed to be. And I think that's so good, because so many times I think people belittle themselves into this position where they don't think that they're capable of great things. And I think you just need to decide right now, today, listening to this show at this very moment, that you're going to fight for a change in your health. Because if you're going to be that person you're supposed to be, you're going to accomplish the tasks that you're meant to accomplish and the things that you want to do, you're going to have to be healthy to do it.
Absolutely. And whatever the scenario is, like, I always tell people, we've been doing this master's class with Faith Chapel. We go and we meet with them seven different times every other week. It's a 3-hour class, and you really start to build relationships with the people that take this class. I mean, you know, there's 80 to 150 people, but you actually really start to build, you know, a relationship with them. And, you know, I just always tell people, like, you have to stay committed. You have to stay focused. You have to believe, you know, that every little step that you're taking is going to produce a result. But you also have no idea who's watching you. And so we have a lady, you know, that's come to it, and she came, you know, to John, and she said, you know, my son's lost 30 pounds. He hasn't even been to a single meeting. He's just lost 30 pounds by proxy of living in the house with his mom that has come to the meetings. Now, this isn't a small child. Like, this is like a middle 20s, you know, son that has lost 30 pounds. And so I told the group yesterday, I said, health is a ministry. Okay, now, of course, I'm speaking to a church, you know, and so, you know, they're prepared to minister. They want to live the call and purpose that God has for their life. But the reality is the crazy thing is health can actually be a way to witness.
Right.
Health is a witness. You are bearing a positive witness when you are a healthy Christian, when you're walking around basically representing God in your body, representing the Holy Spirit in the temple that you carry him with in everything that you do, all of your choices, all of your decisions, it all relates to that. So you're honoring God with the choices that you make for your body, and you'd just be so surprised the ministry you will have when you are healthy. John and I go places, and it's not like we're like, oh, hey, here we are, we're healthy people. You know, like we don't walk in like that. But people will come up to us and say, what do you guys do? You know, like what, you know, we'll be in Florida. What do you guys do? You know, do you do something like in health or something? Well, we actually own a gym, and then the doors open, you know, and then before we know it, they're telling us, my mom has diabetes and I've just been trying to help her for so long, or I have heart disease, or, you know, I've got this problem with my knee. And then before we know it, we're completely witnessing health to these people just in front of, just living our life in front of them. We didn't walk in the store saying, hey, guess what? We're trainers. What can we help you with? We didn't say anything about that.
Right.
You know, our life being healthy, being happy, having a positive relationship, just walking around in a good mood, goofing and joking and laughing and just being in a positive spirit. And then our bodies, you know, looking healthy, it makes the difference. It's a contagious spirit. And that's what we want to be, right? For Christ, for the kingdom, for all that we do. But it's an equipping. And I feel like the track of that you get on when you make the decision to be healthy, God is equipping you for something more. It's a key ingredient, making the decision to live a healthy lifestyle, to eat clean food, to exercise on a regular basis, to remove stress from your body with stretching, breath work, and just, you know, different types of prayer and meditation time. All of that is medicinal, but it's an equipping for what the bigger purpose, the bigger call is that God has for you.
I have a lady that I talked to in the last couple of days, and she was telling me that she knows she's got a call that she's supposed to be doing, and food is really kind of hemming her up. And she also has a family member that she wants to be helping to get healthier, and she doesn't know what to do. She's talked to them and tried to help them get in order and get in line, and she just says it kind of just is a perpetual loop. And I said, you know, I think if you focus on you and you get you well, and you stay healthy and you live that example in front of that person, the inspiration and leadership that will come from that is more likely to help that person than anything you could ever say to them.
Absolutely.
So if you're in a position where you're even trying to help someone else, just like I said with my own situation in the last 2 years, help you. And once you help you and you become the best version of you that you can be from a health perspective, other people will see that, crave that, and they'll come to do it themselves. And I want to say one more thing here as we're getting ready to wrap up. I was just recently talking to a friend of mine, and he was told by a friend of his that he was at a restaurant and he was watching a table full of people with mental handicaps and physical disabilities eat together. Said it was about 20 of them, and they were having trouble. They were having trouble eating. Food was getting sloshed all over everywhere. Drinks were getting spilled. And, you know, he says he couldn't help but watch because he's just like, man, there's so many things going wrong at this table. And so he watches this guy get up, and this guy is having a horrible time walking. It's very painful looking. Looks like it's difficult. He's walking. He's like, I feel bad because I'm watching this guy. And he's just thinking to himself, like, man, I would be embarrassed if I had to walk like that to go across somewhere. Like, I feel really bad for that guy. And he hears another guy at the table say, man, what I'd give to be able to walk like that. So what are you doing right now that you get to do? What are you not doing that you have the ability to do that someone else prays for and wishes for on a daily basis? Now, I'm not telling you to feel bad. I'm not telling you to be like, well, gosh, I've missed this opportunity and people would love this. I'm not even really telling you to compare. What I am telling you to do is don't take for granted what you're capable of. Get up and actually make it happen so that you can be an example to someone of what they would like to do, and maybe they'll shoot for it.
Health can be your greatest wealth, and it is 100% up to you to achieve it. And don't take it for granted. You can have it every single day, but you got to wake up and you got to make the decision to fight for it.
For more information on a six-month nutrition program with us at Integrity Training Systems or a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free, healthy baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished meat, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com. Thank you all so much for listening, and God bless you.